Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin gave his first address to the state legislature today. He said he's already signed almost a dozen executive orders, including one that does away with mask mandates for kids in schools.
As we battle COVID, it's parents that should decide the health measures taken for their children. That's why I signed an executive order that allows parents to opt out of mask mandates in schools.
Those policies and those executive actions have already roiled local officials here in the Washington area. Youngkin says his day one game plan also includes nearly 60 pieces of legislation and a package of more than a dozen budget amendments to reflect bipartisan priorities. And joining us now to talk more about the speech, Washington Post reporter Gregory Schneider, who covers Virginia from the Richmond Bureau. So nice to talk to you again, Greg. What else did you hear from Youngkin today that caught your ears?
He said a lot of the things that he'd been saying on the campaign trail that, you know, helped him power to victory last fall. He talked about parents and the importance of giving them a say in their children's education. He defended his actions on Saturday to sign an executive order banning the teaching of critical race theory, which is not technically on the public K-12 curricula in Virginia, but has been a real flashpoint over the past year. And he called for tax cuts and investment in teacher salaries and law enforcement salaries. So some of those things drew bipartisan support. And then there were some things that really riled the Democrats. He did paint a very negative picture of Virginia. And afterward, a lot of Democrats were sort of taken aback by that. He talked about the economy being moribund and schools failing and on and on, a lot of negative things about the state that I think some Democrats took offense at.
Well, I was going to say, you as a veteran watcher of this legislature and others, it wouldn't be the first time that a governor gave a speech and some members of his own party were clapping so vociferously, you thought their hands were going to break off and the other members, you know, were just sitting on their hands. So I know it's not the first time you've seen that, but do you get a sense from your experience covering these lawmakers that it's going to be a particularly acrimonious time?
Well, I'm starting to get that sense. You know, he's going to be working with a divided General Assembly. The House of Delegates is in Republican hands and the Senate is in Democratic hands. And so there's going to have to be some negotiating and compromising. And there are some areas that they think they can all work together, tax cuts and teacher salaries and things like that. And so Democrats came in, I think, prepared to make some of those things happen. But they do seem to be getting especially put out by some of his early actions. The defending the critical race theory, that was a big one that stuck with a number of Democrats today. I see some partisan storm clouds forming, and I think this might be a somewhat contentious session.
Beyond that, we mentioned some of the executive orders. You mentioned the education stuff, and talking about the mask mandate, the removal of it for school systems, is it not likely that that is headed right to the courts, and they a judge or a group of judges ultimately will settle that?
I think it certainly could wind up there, because a number of cities and school systems around the state have already come forward over the weekend saying that they're not going to, that they're going to stick with their mask mandates. It's an interesting line that Youngkin is walking here. He strongly encouraged people to get vaccinated and get boosted and said he has done that. But he said, you know, as your governor, I'll never tell you what you must do. But as your neighbor and friend, I'm strongly encouraging you to get vaccinated. So it's a very interesting line that he's trying to walk. Some of the there are a couple of teachers in the House of Delegates who spoke up today and said, you know, if we really want to keep kids in schools, which ought to be a priority, we need to have these mandates, because if they get sick, then they're not going to be able to be in school. Or if teachers get sick, they'll have to shut down the classroom. So there's a lot of tension around that issue in Richmond right now.
We appreciate the update very much. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Anytime.
Gregory Schneider, Washington Post reporter, covering Virginia politics in Richmond. Stay close to WTOP, your election source, for the latest from both the Maryland and Virginia legislatures.